In Baraboo yesterday, Pocan fielded questions from about 20 people, including several demanding he oppose the Keystone Natural Gas Pipeline and support a carbon tax for fossil fuel companies. Pocan assured them he's casting votes that support both those efforts. But Scott Frostman of Baraboo urged Pocan to reverse course. He said imposing a carbon tax will hurt the solar industry that needs fossil fuel to produce the glass used to make photovoltaic cells for solar panels.
You increase the carbon fee, you're gonna shoot yourself in the foot. You're going to create challenges to your own industries that you're trying to help by making it more difficult.
But Pocan says he's convinced the nation has to move away from fossil fuels and embrace renewables to protect the environment and slow the rate of climate change.
I just think that those are some wiser ways that we can invest and have more sustainable ways. 98% of our energy dollars that get spent in Wisconsin leave Wisconsin. That's not good for the state's economy.
Others at the session said they're worried about the cost of implementing the Affordable Health Care Act. Pocan did his best to reassure them that the new health care exchanges will lead to lower insurance costs.
There shouldn't be a large cost. I think the real question we have is what the individual policies that come out of it are going to cost. And like I said, the only one we've seen so far is California. And so far, from this weekend, it looks to be very positive, at least in that one example. I don't want to use one example, though, to say there's a theme here.
But Pocan says the biggest challenge right now is passing a federal budget. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.